Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by Chafe and Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Joined by our NFL insider, John Clayton. John, are you following this GameStop scandal on Wall Street? Are you into this at all?
No. What is the GameStop on Wall Street?
Craig, the floor is yours.
Oh. Well, John, a bunch of Davids versus Goliath have gone after a hedge fund that bet GameStop was going to fail. And they've cost that hedge fund billions of dollars while themselves making millions.
Yes.
That's the Cliff Notes.
Wow. Have not paid attention to it one bit. Like that story hasn't even been raised on CNN in the last several days. I have not seen it whatsoever.
Oh, it's on CNN Business on their website. Yeah, it's a huge thing. These guys on this message board.
It hasn't made CNN it the main one.
So this is like
Maybe some of those CNN anchors are tied into that hedge fund or something like that, and they're not too happy about it.
Yeah, maybe Wolf Blitzer is in there somewhere with GameStop.
John, this is like
I would love to imagine Wolf Blitzer just absolutely cussing out Reddit because of GameStop. That makes me happy.
John, back in the day when you got the call to go on ESPN News, were you a little disappointed because it wasn't the main network? Would that set in like, oh man, I'm going on the Deuce tonight? Like, why are we not on?
No, because I still remember when I started and going on TV, I started on ESPN2. So, any of the ESPN formats I loved could have been. The only one I didn't get on was ESPNU because I wasn't involved in any college stuff. But, any format anywhere on ESPN, I loved.
Yeah.
Now, were you encouraged, John, on ESPN2 to kind of like dress down a little bit, like no tie necessarily or something, and it was supposed to be a little bit?
Yeah, because it definitely had
like
a weird vibe at first. It was not standard.
Like the graphics were weird
and
everything.
It was all tie. Yeah, you had to wear sport coat and tie.
Oh, okay.
That was mandatory. We didn't have the relaxed version.
Gotcha. I'm happy that we're peeling back these layers to start this interview. Right now, John, are you 100% convinced Ben is back as Steelers quarterback?
Yes, I am. 100%. Now, again, unless he decides, which he's not, that he wants to retire. But, no, I think he's definitely going to be there with the team. And that's everything that I hear, and that's where it should be. I mean, it's going to be turbulent enough with all the movement that quarterbacks are going to have, because I know I wrote this for the Washington Post. This is going to be the craziest year for a quarterback movement, because I got like about 13 teams that may be looking to adjust quarterbacks. 13 teams, most of them are in the AFC or the NFC, where you need the stability to keep the quarterback. And I think everything all points to the Steelers keeping their quarterback.
John, what did you make of the Matt Canada hire now that it's official as offensive coordinator? Do you expect that to yield significant changes to this offense from what Randy Feuchner was running with Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, I think it may make it less predictable. Again, I think that clearly Ben's going to have a big voice in his offense, and I mean promoting from within. Because when you really think about it, because I know like out here in Seattle, there's some criticism that they're hiring Shane Waldron and he's never called a play. And to my knowledge, I don't think Matt Canada's ever called a play either. But when you have a league right now, when you have 13 to 15 head coaches that call the plays, and the offensive coordinator doesn't get to call the plays, where are you going to find the coordinators who can call the plays? And you watch this year, I mean, they chased out and retired a whole bunch of some of the longtime play callers. I mean, Chan Gailey resigned in Miami. Dirk Cutter retired in Atlanta. I mean, you got the retirement of Gary Kubiak. So you've had a lot of change, and it seems like what everybody's doing right now is trying to find, you know, 37 to 41-year-old guys who may have not called plays, but then giving them the opportunity, particularly with an experienced quarterback, to try to be able to work through that.
We're talking to John Clayton here on 93.7 The Fan or NFL Insider. I want to play a clip for you, John. This was Bud Dupree today on Good Morning Football.
How are you feeling? Mm-hmm. Rehab? How's the knee doing? What's going on?
Man, I'm feeling great right now. I'm ahead of schedule in rehab. That's a great thing. It's always a blessing. And, you know, I'm on track, and I'm going to be ready for camp, man. So, you know, it's a blessing to be to take the small things from, you know, a big injury like there was, you know, and just know that I'm still able to be ready to perform next season.
John, if he's telling the truth there that he's going to be ready in time for training camp, how do you think that affects the market for Bud Dupree this offseason?
Well, the market for everybody is going to be very well affected because of the cap, and we'll know here reasonably soon what the cap is expected to be. And it's probably going to be around $180 million. And so because of that, you're now seeing the GMs, particularly those that are getting off the playoffs after losing, you know, one by one, saying, like, for example, in Baltimore, Eric DaCosta said, hey, we're not going to do much in free agency. You know, Buffalo said the same thing, because the market is just going to be so depressed for the players trying to get their value. And so particularly if you're now Bud Dupree, I mean, you can't get the kind of contract that you would expect if you were healthy. And so he may have to take a provisional one-year contract at a much lower number than he really likes to be able to do it. That gives, you know, the Steelers a chance to maybe get an opportunity to re-sign him. But very few players, I think, are going to be able to get the true value of what they think they should get. And particularly, you know, like, for example, you got left tackles making $22 million. You got defensive tackles making $20 million. Defensive ends making $22 million. Those numbers aren't going to be met in many cases this year because of the
fact
that
the cap's going to be down. So what do you think if he takes a one-year short-term deal, but he can get ready in time for training camp and play all 16 games, John, what do you think a one-year deal for Bud Dupree would look like money-wise?
You kind of get the feeling it might be like the one-year $6 million deal. And not knowing again.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's it? Holy cow. Man, I'd love for the Steelers to be able to find a way to keep him at that price then. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because, again, the numbers aren't going to go up. I mean, they can only go down. And even, like, for example, the franchise numbers are going to go down at least 20 to 30%. You know, because, like, for example, those $14 million franchise cornerbacks are getting 12. Now, again, if you're a quarterback, you're going to get paid, like a Dak Prescott. Certainly we saw Deshaun Watson get paid. We'll see about Lamar Jackson, how he gets paid. But some of the other positions, you know, it's going to be tough to get the contracts because, again, there's just not enough room. And if it's going the way that I counted up the other day, you know, particularly if Matt Ryan gets moved, if Aaron Rodgers gets moved, which he won't, Deshaun Watson gets moved, which he won't. But, again, if they do get moved, I mean, you've got each team now that has those quarterbacks with $25 to $35 million in dead money. And dead money at the time is going to be, if you have, let's say, $30 million of dead money and $180 million cap, where are you going to be able to get this all working? So that's going to be the crazy part. I mean, it's going to be more damaging in the NFC with all the movement because, again, if there's 13 teams, you know, probably about eight of them might be in the NFC. I mean, it's going to be really tough.
So do you think, to what degree, John, do you think that this cap number being around 180 most likely and dropping considerably is going to actually help the Steelers rather than hinder them, at least potentially? Because it sounds like you're painting a mildly rosier picture than I would have forecast for the Steelers.
Well, it's still going to be tough because, I mean, there's some key free agents that may not be able to be signed. And, you know, we'll see about Bud Dupree, Tua, all those different guys like that. I mean, you have so many tough decisions to make, and you know, and clearly what they're going to have to do is do like a 4-year extension on Ben Roethlisberger to clear cap room. Now, again, I mean, it could be void after 2 years. That, because, again, I still think if he is going to play, and I'm sure at this stage with the way he finished the season, you know, he's on a year-to-year basis. But, again, I think he's going to be back. But, I mean, you do kind of that Drew Brees-type contract where it's like, okay, you do 4 years, two of them are going to be void, and then you stretch out the cap. Because, again, he's, what, $41.5 million under the 41.25 or something like that,
uh-huh.
A cap number. So you got to get it somewhere. You know, take it down and get it in half. And the only way to do that is to do, you know, 4 or 5 year deal with 2 to 3 years void.
John, what do you think is the market for Matthew Stafford in a trade?
I thought going in it was going to be like a second round pick because, again, you're moving a big contract. And, you know, but I think it could go up to maybe a number one. Uh-huh. And the reason I say that, I mean, you could have 6 teams involved trying to go for him. Now, I think that if he has a voice in this thing, he's not going to go to New England because I think he experienced with Matt Patricia going back on the staff and him not really probably liking the Patriot way that he's, you know, the team suffered through the last couple of years. But I think Indy probably has the best chance to get him. I think that they want to try to see if they can avoid giving up a number one pick. But then Washington, I think, is going to come in strong because I don't think they're going to bring Alex Smith back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a possibility. San Francisco is going to be in the mix. Carolina is going to be in the mix. And so there's going to be a pretty good bidding process on him because, again, I mean, he's 32 years old. He really has not been surrounded with great talent enough for him to win a playoff game in Detroit. And that's why I know he's favoring going to Indianapolis because he likes the offensive line. He likes the coach Frank Reich, and he thinks the franchise is in pretty good shape.
John, given all this potential quarterback movement and everything else that's happening and the fact that you've just said to us that you think Ben Roethlisberger is back next year, it's a done deal for the Steelers in that regard, where does he slot in looking forward to next season among the ranks of quarterbacks in this league?
I mean, still one of the best. I mean, say what you want. He did get off to 11-0 start, and he put up great numbers. Maybe not finished as well, but still had the two halves in one in the playoff game and one against the Colts where he was lighting it up. But, you know, you still put him, you know, on a team that's, you know, it may not win as many games as last year because the schedule is so much tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the AFC North has one of the toughest schedules in the National Football League. And, but I think in the end, I mean, it still puts them on, you know, a 10-11 win basis as long as Ben's there and they don't lose too much as far as free agency.
John, what did you make of the Dwayne Haskins signing?
I mean, I think it was a smart move because, I mean, you get a former first-round pick who's young. You get him for the minimum salary, so it's not like you're paying him much. I mean, you get the possibility to see if you can, you know, turn him around, make him the backup quarterback, and then see if you can salvage what's been a bad start to his career. So I think it made sense, and I think it was pretty easy to see that you know, he picked the Steelers over Carolina, particularly in the last few days before agreeing. You know, he fired his agent and hired Mike Tomlin's agent.
That's right. Do you look at what have you heard on why Haskins was such an utter failure in Washington, John?
I think he didn't have a great attitude. I think his work ethic was not too good. From what I heard, teammates, you know, really weren't rallying around him. I mean, in fact, I know when Ron Rivera made the benching of him early in the season, he did it with the idea that if he didn't do it, he thought that the team would revolt and start not playing hard. So whatever it is, he didn't win over the team and didn't win over the coach. And then, you know, again, work ethic, I think, has to improve. And that's something that Mike Tomlin, Matt Canada, and the coaching staff has to work on.
Does the Steelers staff, does Mike Tomlin specifically have that reputation around the league just generally, John, as a guy who is going to be able or who is qualified maybe more so than most of his contemporaries to sort of rehab a player like that and try to get him back to being, I guess, a competent professional who handles their business the way that those guys are supposed to?
Well, I mean, certainly his reputation is going to be better on defense than maybe offense because then you're dependent on what you have for offensive coaches to be able to turn this around, you know, how Matt Canada and how the new quarterback coach can try to work with him. But I think that the one thing with Mike Tomlin, I mean, he has a reputation as a player's coach, and he's going to put everything into trying to get the best out of the player. And so, you know, he's positive in many ways, trying to motivate the guys. And, you know, he's got, I think, good practice schemes and everything else. But then so much of this has to be more of the offensive coaching staff than just Mike Tomlin.
John, are you going to the Super Bowl this year?
I am not. First Super Bowl I've missed since 1983.
Wow.
And before that, like from, 74 to in 1982, I went to seven. So I haven't, I always forget to total up the numbers of how many I've gone to, but this is going to be the first one I've missed since 1983.
Man.
If Brady pulls this off, John, and actually beats Mahomes, I mean, what does that do for his legacy? It almost feels preposterous to even consider the idea that a 43-year-old guy might beat the next big thing in the league for the second time in, what, the last 3 years in head-to-head matchups?
Yeah. It's just amazing because, again, it's like you see the transition and you see the way he's playing and how much better he seems to be getting each week in that Tampa offense. I mean, because now, I mean, you look last week and he had three long passes down the field that were perfectly thrown, and one, of course, at the end of the half on the stupidest decision since Greg Williams had the zero blitz, you know, to basically have one corner on the outside trying to cover Scotty Miller, but on a fourth down with 8 seconds left in the half, and it cost them the game along with the field goal instead of the touchdown, trying to go for the touchdown, and, you know, got Aaron Rodgers all upset, which is rightfully so. But, no, I think that, you know, it's amazing. I mean, 10 Super Bowls he's now been to,
yep.
Chance to win his seventh, and he has a decent chance to be able to win.
Yep.
He is at home. I mean, he is going to be very comfortable going into it.
Yep.
And, again, it's great to see, you know, pretty much the two new generational quarterbacks, Tom Brady, greatest of all time, and Patrick Mahomes, who right now is the best young quarterback in the league, who's looking to be the next Tom Brady.
What's a typical dinner look like for John Clayton when he's out and about at the Super Bowl? You go out on, say, a Wednesday night in the middle of the week. What's John Clayton getting?
Because usually I'm working, so it may be room service, maybe just going down to downstairs into the restaurant and getting something light. I mean, because again, it's like it's not one particularly. You know, it's a working trip. It's not like you're sitting there, you know, dining and, you know, doing and having enjoy. Because again, you have so much on your plate. But you know, just get something as fast as you can. And then, you know, and if you have to take it to the room, you take it to the room. If you have to eat it downstairs, you eat it downstairs.
Gotcha. There you have it.
That's not like the Ross Tucker approach, though. I mean, for Ross Tucker, a working trip is like checking out the spread in these press boxes and stuff.
Yeah, John's not tweeting pictures of what he's eating for dinner.
Of burnt ends, of your brisket, things of that nature.
Yeah, I'm not Ocho Cinco.
Who I think eats McDonald's every day, John. Did you know that about him?
He does. Oh, yeah. I still remember going to Ocho Cinco games, Cincinnati, or when the Bengals would be at the Steelers. And usually, if you remember, always by the end of the first half, he always had to go into the locker room early because he dehydrated because he eats so much McDonald's. And that's not necessarily good as far as hydration. I'm not saying it's bad.
Just unbelievably high sodium levels.
We got you. We love the people there. All right. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
There you go. Yeah. Did you know that about Chad Johnson, Chris?
I knew he ate it like every day, yeah. I knew he was just like a maniac with the McDonald's stuff. Is Ben Roethlisberger one of the...
Don't even.
One of the...
Yeah. What is a number of fast food trips per week that makes Chris get down in the dumps about himself?
What a question.
That
one
makes
of your
you say,
best.
What am that you look around and you look at the bag afterwards and you think
three.
What? Three?
Three. Two feels like pushing it already. One is fine. One happens. Two, you're like, maybe it's been a particularly stressful week. Three means everything has broken down.
Craig?
I haven't had fast food in probably 6 months. Cut it out.
Doctor said? Doctor's orders?
No, it was one of those things like I'm trying to eat healthier and just decided that's
what
that's
has
out.
Gone into healthier eating for you. Give us an example of some things that have been
every
added.
Day a salad. Fruit smoothie in the morning replaces breakfast, like a fruit smoothie and a bananas breakfast, salad for lunch, big dinner.
Why are you doing
this? Hey,
that's
this, pretty
though?
Good, Craig.
It is, but why you? You weigh like a buck 40.
I mean,
Chris, the scale and the number that is on there is not the only indicator of health.
Could have bad cholesterol, things like that.
Clogged arteries?
Yep. They tell you, you got to be healthy right now. So
what goes into the smoothie?
I'm screwed.
I got a bag of frozen fruit, a little bit of Greek yogurt, a little bit of milk, and that's it.
No ice?
A couple ice cubes, but I mean...
Well, if it's frozen fruit, it functions as ice.
You want it thick,
ice,
or do you want it more of a like a juice state?
A thick, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, see, I go juice state. Today was a banana, two apples, an orange, blueberries, flax seeds, hemp seeds.
Flax seed.
Kale.
Ice. I gave you a flax seed.
No, 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 I'm sorry. It was chia seeds. It was chia seeds.
Chia seeds.
Well, you know what flax seeds does. Makes the trains run on time.
What's that mean?
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.